Parshas Chukah. In truth, it's lot has happened since Parshas Korach. Actually, Machlekes, whether Parshas Korach came at the end of the 40 years or towards the beginning of the 40 years. Well, the first Parshas Shlach was called the beginning of the 40 years. Okay? Parshas Chukah was the end of the 40 years. Korach, as the shadow of Korach, was the beginning of the end of Machlekes in the Gemara. But it was. Sorry? Yeah, it's a shadow where the Korach was towards the middle of the end. But what's clear is, now we're very, very clear in Parshas Chukah, we are towards the end of the whole story of Klal Yisrael leaving Mitzrayim and coming towards Eretz Yisrael, and we're finally entering the stages of conquering Eretz Yisrael. That's Parshas Chukah, conquering Eretz Yisrael. Now, there's a couple of things over here I want to focus on. I worked on this here, and I think it's quite unbelievable. Take any Nakuda in a player and you work on it, and you come out with Chedushim, and you come out with the MS, it's Shabtu Shemaya. There are 2 points. Number one, the Apostle said this, V'dav Hashem HaMoshe V'Aaron Leimor, Zoyz Chukas HaTorah. The introduction to the Dinim of Paradumo is introduced as Chukas HaTorah. These are the Chukim, the Rashi said the Chuk is something we don't have a reason for. These are the Chukim of the Torah. So all the Mepharshim ask is to say Zoyz Chukas Tahara. This is a chuk dealing with Tahara. Or this is Zoyz Chukas HaPara. This is a chuk dealing with the Paradumo. Why is Zoyz Chukas HaTorah? This is a chuk of the Torah. It's not a chuk of the Torah. It's nothing to do with Lulav, nothing to do with Shabbos. It's a chuk of Tum and Tahara. What's Zoyz Chukas HaTorah? This is a chuk that makes a difference to the whole Torah, Kol HaTorah Kula. It happens to be a dinim of 630 mitzvahs. Don't overstate it. Not Zoyz Chukas HaTorah. That's number one. So I want to answer it with what's towards the end of the parasha. Now let me just give you a bit of a breakdown what happened over here. We have Meimariva, we have etc., you have all different unfortunate stories happening in the middle, but within that there's various different stages in Klal Yisrael. I want to go not exactly in order, but just tell you a brief breakdown what happened in this week's parasha. We have Moshe Rabbeinu and Klal Yisrael being led by Moshe Rabbeinu are going past different of our friends along the way in Eretz Yisrael. And Moshe Rabbeinu, Yishach Moshe Malachim, the Kodesh of Melech Edom, the king of Edom, which is Esav, and he was very diplomatic. Koyamah Chichri Yisrael, this is your brother Yisrael. At Yidat is called Atzla Hashem Atzla, this is all the story that happened to us. And he went down to Mitzrayim. You know, by the way, you should have been down in Mitzrayim as much as we were, because you also were a grandson of Avram Avinu, and therefore we did the job for you. Let's get that clear. 210 years of slavery, you know, we did this for you. Panitzak al Hashem, v'yishma klein, v'yishach malach. Hashem sent us a malach. Who's the malach over here? Moshe Rabbeinu. I'm a malach, you should know. I've been in Shemayim, so don't mess with me. Quiet diplomacy, a bit of threats on the side. Nabonobah, let's go through Ye'oretz. Le'navah b'sod v'kerim, won't trample through the things. Nishamei be'er, walk through that mention, don't worry about us. We're not even a smoil. V'yimei, Eidov Edoim, le'shavoi be. No, don't you dare. Ben b'cherev etzeli krosech, or pen. Perhaps with a sword that come out towards you. So, Shutzilan pen is a bit of a, perhaps I come up with a sword. Perhaps I come up with my machine gun. You know, it's a bit sarcastic. You know, for sure he's going to come up with his machine gun. But we'll see later on what that pen means. So Moshe Rabbeinu said, no, please let's come back again and we'll pay for all the water. Don't even think about it. Came out with an Am Kovid of Yod Chazaka. What's Yod Chazaka over here? What's their strong hand? So you think they came out with a whole war machine. See later on what the Chazaka means. They didn't let him go through. Beat some all off. Fine, no problem. We'll find an alternative route. Okay, fine. Later on, carries on the parasha, and the parasha says, Mishom nesol v'yachnu ba'eva arnoin ashev midbar yitzim megvola moiri. They went to the Gvul of Emoir, and we have here Kiam Arnon Gvul Moyov Ben Amoiri. Okay, the whole story over here. The whole Nes happened in Rashi Ayin Shom. I'm not going into that now. Fine. Now there's a war carrying on here. So Klal Yisrael sent again diplomatic measures to the Melech Sichoi Melech Amoiri. Sichoi, the king of the Emoir. Ebro Ba'atzchol doesn't say no here, by the way. Ebro Ba'atzchol, let us go through your land. We go. Doesn't say no, Ebron no, but Arzachol. I think the prophet beforehand says no. Please. Now Brno ba'Arshachol. This is a little bit less.
This is Arshachol.
Ever ba'Arshachol. No Nor here. We're going to Lishta Meir Be'er. We'll leave you alone. Just let us go through. Blame Nosan, Sichon, Eshachol, Avoy, Bidvuli, never let them. But yes, the Sichon's called Amoy. They went out, left their country, and made a war with Klal Yisrael. They lochem Yisrael and fought with Klal Yisrael. So they thought Klal Yisrael were going to walk away like they walked away from Edom. No such luck. They made a fight with Klal Yisrael. They yakei Yisrael if Yichoret. Klal Yisrael beat them, and they took their land. Completely wiped them out. So they took Sichon, Melech Amori's land, and wiped it out. Okay, fine. Nikach Yisrael's kol ha'oyim ha'ele, took all the land, and they dwelt in all the lands, but Cheshbon and Cholbon Yisrael, Cheshbon and all the little cities as well. Now, says the Mishnah, says the Pasuk, sorry, Ki Cheshbon ir Sichon. How on earth did they get Cheshbon? How on earth did they get Cheshbon? Explain the Pasuk like this. Moyov, Klal Yisrael didn't even dream of going through Moyov. Why? Because the Pasuk says, you mustn't touch Moyov. Yeah, the Pasuk brings down in Devarim, you mustn't touch Moyov. You must leave Moyov alone. The Pasuk says that, Al Tot says, Moyov, Al Tisgum, Al Mokhama. Don't antagonize Moyov, don't go to war, leave them alone. Pasuk in Devarim, beginning of Devarim. So Moyov, forget they couldn't touch. But what happened over here? Cheshbon belonged to Moyov. Okay? So how did they get Cheshbon? Says the Pasuk, what happened was, Ki Cheshbon is Shichon Melech Amori. Cheshbon now belonged to Sichon. For whom Milcham Melech Moyov? He made the original fight with Moyov. Horishon, Veikach Yitzkor out from Yodad Anan. He took away the city of Cheshbon from Moyov. And therefore now, it's what we call Amon Moyov Tiaru B'Sichon. Sichon, Melech Amori, cleansed. It's sort of like, what's the idea of? In money, you laundered. Yeah, he laundered, as it were, Sichon and Cheshbon. Sichon laundered Cheshbon from Moyov, and now when Klal Yisrael went and made a fight, they actually were taking away from Sichon, they weren't taking away, or Moiri, they weren't taking away fighting with Moyov, that's how they got Cheshbon. Al King Neymar Moishlim. So the Moishlim said, Boy Cheshbon, let's go to Cheshbon, Tibonim and Tikonin is Sichon, let's build the city of Sichon. Ki Eish Yotzim in Cheshbon, because the fire went out of Cheshbon, and all of them were Sichon, it was burnt from Sichon, Ochla or Moyov, Baalib, Omef, Arnoin, Oilecha, Moyov, poor to you, Moyov, that you've lost everything, etc., etc., etc. Okay, so in other words, the Pasuk is saying, "I can name a Moslem." Who's a Moslem over here? Is referring to the Bilam. Now, how's Bilam come in here, by the way? How did Bilam come in here? Moyov
hired.
Sichon hired Bilam to get Cheshbon from Moyov. And that was not a bullet was fired. Nothing was fired. Nothing happened here. Bilam was hired as the ultimate ruchnius assassin, and he took over the whole entire Cheshbon out of bullet fire, and that went over to Sichon. Okay, so the Moishlim, Bor Cheshbon, let's go to Cheshbon to Bonim, it's Kone Ir Sichon, let's build the Ir Sichon. In other words, let's build up this wonderful city. What happened in the end? It all got taken over, and Moyov lost, etc., etc. Okay, that's the story so far. End of storyline. Comes on the Gemara in Bava Basra. Gemara Basra says like this: Al Kei Neimer Hamoishlim. Says the Gemara this: Al Kei Neimer Hamoim Boy Cheshbon. Tanya, Omer Rabbi Shmuel Ban Achmeni Omer Rabbi Yenison. What's the pasuk saying? Al Kei Neimer Hamoishlim. Who is Moishlim? Moishlim Elo Hamoishlim BeYitzrom. These are these people who are Moishel over the Yitzer, who are ruling over their Yitzahara. Boil Cheshbon. What's Boil Cheshbon? Boil V'Nachshev Cheshbon Shleilam. Let's go and make a Cheshbon, a calculation that's going to be an eternal calculation. Hesed Mitzvah Keneged Schara. Schara Veira Keneged Efseda. How much you gain from Mitzvah and how much you lose by an Avera. Tibonei V'Sikoinei. The Apostle says Tibonei V'Sikoinei. Let's build. Imato Oisekein. If you do this. Tibonei V'Oilam Azeh. You'll be built in Oilam Azeh. V'Sikoinei Oilam Abor. And you'll be fixed for Oilam Abor. Prepared for Oilam Abor. Ir Sichon, what's Ir Sichon? What's Ir Sichon? Prophet said Ir Sichon. In Mason Odom Atzmai Ki Ir Zeh Shemhanach Achas Sichon Noeh. If you go after a city that after Sichon Noeh gets enticed by the Yitzhara, the very nice enticement of the Yitzhara, what happens then? Eish Yotzim Mecheshboin. Then an Eish will come out from a Cheshboin and eat you up. In other words, it'll totally wipe you away. Ulohova Mekir Sichon, Mekir Sadiqim Shlikr Sichon, from the land of. In other words, if you don't follow your cheshbon and you actually go after Sicha Noah, then the tzaddikim olam haba will take away your olam haba, the whole thing, right? Okay. This is all, by the way, shat in the pasuk. Now, both sides, it's lovely, but it sounds a bit like a vettel. You know, it almost sounds like the when Rebbe Rebusa and Rebbe Melech decided to start a chavrusa together, two brothers. They say, you know what? Let's have a chavrusa in Gemara. Start learning Me'emasai. Me'emasai koine shema ba'avin. Rebbe Melech, no. What's time Me'emasai? When do we start saying Krishna in the evening? The chavrusa starts shaking, turns white, starts shaking. Me'emasai, mit'ayma, with fear. Koine shema ba'avin. We reach Shema at night. Oi, with fear of Yerushalayim. Oi, vei, Yerushalayim, the brain shalom. And you start shaking. Rebbe Melech says, I don't think it's going to work, this chavrusa. You know, it's a vessel. Yeah, it's a vessel. That's not pshat. Okay, so you can understand it. Rebbe Zusha, that's pshat in the pasuk or in the Mishnah. But over here, to say that that's pshat in the Gemara, that's pshat in the pasuk. What's pshat?
Is the Gemara saying it's pshat?
The Gemara says that this is a drush in the pasuk, but it just seems so far fetched in the pasuk. You don't find anywhere else they go so far fetched. Number one. Number two, don't find it anywhere else. You go up every vase, and it's a whole musa lesson in different pshat. It might sound like a chesed shemaisa. It sounds like. We have another gemara. There's another gemara of Rishos Lanta. There's a gemara that says if you find a shtachliv in the streets, first time to shtachliv, it says if yesh lov lechayis nachosim, if you find a shtachliv there Reuven owes Shimon money. If it says that on that shtachliv is a written star. That if Reuven doesn't pay back, then you have to take nechosim from a third party, in other words, from a person from a person who sold his nechosim to a meicher before you paid that back to the choiv, then you don't give back the star because it's going to be chav lachin, it's going to be chav to those people who you owe the money to. Ask the Gemara. The Gemara says, in bal choiv meida. In other words, the laborer is meida, so who chayev madu lo yachzir. The bal chayev is meida, that he owes it. Why don't he give it back to the malva? Okay, because meida he owes it. Why don't he give it back? So his soul Santa started to cry. He says, "In bal chayev meida, if we are meida, we're bal chayev. If we know you've got to do tshuva, if so, shu chayev. If you're meida, that we're chayev. If so, madu lo yachzir. Why don't we do tshuva?" Why don't we do tshuva? If we know we're moida, we're supposed to be doing tshuva. Why don't we give it back? Why don't we go back to the Rebbe Yisrael and started to cry? This again, which is very nice, it's also lanta to learn this in the piece of Gemara. But to take a whole posuk, al kenim al Moshe means this and it means that, Moshe be Yitzhak and Mazur and Mabor, that's pshat in the posuk, it sounds a little bit far fetched. Now, so I want to work through the parsha properly, and you see exactly pshat, the why you say pshat in this posuk. Let's start with Ammon and Moab. Okay? Ammon and Moab, the prophet says, do not start up with them. Why don't you start up with Ammon and Moab? Why not? So the Gemara says, it's quoted in Rashi there, the Gemara says that Moshe Beinu made a kal v'chomer. V'yim Hashem Moshe. The prophet says in Devarim, Al totzeres Moab, al tisko bo mochomer. Do not start with them. Don't make mochomer. Says the Gemara, why should Moshe even think of making Muhammad with Moab? So he says, Moshe made a kavachim about Smoy. He made a kavachim. He said like this. Uma Midyonim. Shribo el Elazar es Moab. Midyon only came next week's parasha to help Moab. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to them, so es Midyonim, go and wipe out the Midyonim. Dikise Moisom. Next week's parasha. Moabim Atzma Nekoshake. Moab were actually were the ones who instigated all this trouble. Obviously we should wipe them out. That's a kavu chayma, shvar, a cheshbon. Amar Hakadosh Baruch Hu, loy kasha olsa daitcha, olsa daiti. Not the way you think, I think. Shnei preides teivos yeshi lo hitzim begotzim mehem. There's two preides teivos. There's two special preides. They're going to come out. Birds. Yeah, very very precious things are going to come out for them. Who are they? Rusa moyavia v'nama arminis. Therefore, enachanama. These people are our greatest enemies. But because in hundreds of years' time, you're going to get Ruth and Naomi are going to come out from these two. Don't touch them. Rusa Moivia, Namo. So Nara Moinis, don't touch them. Is that a Cheshvan? So what should you do? I have no problem. Get Rus and Melech HaMashiach and you know, and for the same good measure, Dovid HaMelech coming from somebody else. Why just not kill an entire generation of people who are absolutely out there to kill us and to assassinate us, take away all our Kedusha with using Koich HaShatum and everything else, with Nus and everything else, and cause major Shoros for Klal Yisrael, because later on you're going to get two Predes Tovos. So wipe them out! So another Gemara, the Gemara says, Om Rav Chiba Abba Om Rav Yechanon, Eina Kodesh Baruch Hu Makapeach Schar Kol Beria. Kodesh Baruch does not hold back the Schar of any Beria. Afila Sicha Noe, even a nice way of speaking, HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not hold back. Why? What did the older one call the child? In other words, let's just recap the story over here. We have them running away from Sodom. They think nobody else is left in the world. They go into the cave, and they have Nus with their own father. The first one, the Bechira, called the child Moav, and the Tzi'ira, the younger one, next night called the child Ben Ami, Amoy. Okay? So the HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the one who was Moav, which is much more grob, me'av, directly from the father, then the Torah says, do not antagonize them and do not fight with them in a war situation, but you can take them as avodim. Amoim, who called the child and cited nice name, HaKadosh Baruch Hu don't antagonize them at all. In other words, I can't take them as avodim at all. In other words, just by calling the child a different name, everything changed with regard to how we can actually treat them. So let's get to now, Rabbi Yishai. You're dealing here with people who are absolutely our enemies, try to wipe us out in the most powerful way with Dvarim Shebaruchnius. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, no, leave them alone. Can't touch them. You're not allowed to touch them. Why can't you touch them? Because they did a mitzvah all the way back with their father. Now, was that a mitzvah? It wasn't. It was an Aveira Lishmo. An Aveira Lishmo created a Rus and an Amo. And because it's Rus and Amo, that entire generation cannot be killed. And not only that, not only cannot be killed, there's certain ways of dealing with them, even with Aveira Lishmo, how Lishmo the Aveira was, in one hand, we can antagonize them, take them for our body, we can capture them for our body, and the other one, you can't even touch them b'chlal. In other words, Rabbeisai, a few hundred years back, they did an Aveira, it wasn't a mitzvah, it was an Aveira. It was an Aveira Lishmo, and that Aveira Lishmo created consequences that affected their generations. Years and years later, instead of being wiped out through a svar, through a kal v'chomer, they were zoicha to have Dovid HaMelech, Melech HaMashiach, all coming from them, from an Aveir Lishmo. And even within Aveir Lishmo, the different levels of Aveir Lishmo. That is Amon HaMoyov. Unbelievable. Yeah? Unbelievable. Just by the way, the Rav Chaim Shmuleditz points out, he says, that the Gemara says, because Moyov did his Nus first, that is why his generations later, it was from Moav that the Klal Yisrael did Znus with the Moavite women, because it did Znus first. Asher Chaim Shmulevitz, what are you talking about? The Gemara says that. On the contrary, the Gemara says the Schus that the older one did the Znus first with the father, that's why she was zoicha to have four generations earlier coming into Klal Yisrael, being Nichlan in Klal Yisrael in Melech HaMashiach. In other words, we see from another Gemara that in fact it was an advantage that she did the Be'ilah first. It wasn't this advantage. So how can you say later on that in later generations, Moav did Znus first because there's a Kudah there that did Znus earlier than the sister? So the Chaim Shmuleves quickly says that you can see even in a wonderful Cheshbon or Aveira Lishmo, if there's a tiniest element there of Aveira, that is a genetic flaw that's going to come out generations later. It was Aveira Lishmo, you get a scar for that. But that gets magnified each generation, and eventually what's going to happen is you're going to have a generation where your whole doyer is going to produce zainos, going to produce prostitutes, because this mother had this element that deep down in the genetics, you couldn't even spot it then. Faket, it was a fantastic mitzvah as far as she was concerned. That creates problems, and therefore that is how far cheshbonos can go. Okay, that is Amon HaMoyov. Now let's move on. What happened to Cheshbon? Cheshbon got captured by Sichon. Okay? Now, how did Cheshbon, let's understand what's happening now. People who lived in Cheshbon, what were they thinking? Perfect. The original people living in Cheshbon, we are absolutely, perfectly safe. Klal Yisrael are going through the Midbar with a huge war machine, with Ribbono Shel Olam behind them. Yeah, in other words, they're invincible, but they can't touch us. We are protected by love and the Torah. Atot says Moyov. Fantastic. We can do whatever we want. Brilliant. Fantastic. Baruch Hashem, we have Hashem helping us. What happens? From one day to the next, they get taken over by Sichon, and don't even realize that the status has changed now. And if that's the case, Klal Yisrael are allowed to fight them. But they don't know. They don't see this. They don't see that they've been incorporated. All they see is, we're Cheshbon, we're part of the Moav. We're not part of Moav anymore. Things have changed, and therefore you're living in a different reality, and therefore Klal Yisrael can now go and attack you. They never saw this. Maaseh Tisharim says that a person has to make Cheshbon Nefesh, because reality changes without him noticing it. He brings a mashal. Imagine you have a business where sales are exactly the same as sales of the previous year. And sales of the previous year, you hit $100,000 of sales that year, you did very well. So unless you have accountants checking your sales for next year, not necessarily have you made that kind of profit. Because even if you have sales of $100,000, it could be that your expenses are much higher. It could be there's inflation. And it could be $100,000 is actually a loss. And that you've got to make new cheshbonos every time. So the Maaseh Tisharim, that cheshbon nefesh is not there in order to make it once in your lifetime and I'm doing okay, I'm going to carry on that mahalach. Cheshbon nefesh is that you have to know that certain things change in the world. You become more mature. You've got more children. You've got less, you know, less worries. You have more panosa, less panosa. You have more time to learn. Now you have less time to learn. Things change, and therefore each time and each stage in life, you've got to make new cheshbon nefesh. Cheshbon, the only cheshbon, yeah, made the wrong cheshbon. They thought they're fine. That was the biggest mistake. They should have run away. They're in a different reality now. They're no longer under Moav. Just because we're living in the same place, in the same house, in a, posting the same letters in the same post box, and buying fish from the same fishmonger all these years, now you are threatened because you're under a different reality. People have to know that when they're going through life, different things change. Different reality changes. The maturity expects them to understand finer details of Ruchnius, and if they cannot live in the same way, you can't learn Chumash when you're 25 years old the same way you learn Chumash when you're 6 years old. It requires more, and it requires new Cheshbon. That is what the mistake that Cheshbon made. One mistake does Sichon make? Now Sichon, Rabbi Yisrael, how does Sichon get Cheshbon? By getting Moav. By getting Bilam to help them. Okay? What happened? Bilam helped them. With what? With a klala. Now how does klalas work? Work through Shemayim. In other words, HaKadosh Baruch Hu agreed to the klala of Bilam and allowed, without a bullet being fired, the entire cheshbon to be transferred from Sichon over from Moav over to Sichon. Mamash Min HaShemayim. Look at this, Ribbono Shel Olam on the outside. Unbelievable. Fantastic. Ah! What a victory. There you got Bilam, he becomes a hero, and we've won cheshbon. Fantastic. Not only that, they get so emboldened by what they did, they get so happy with what they did, that now they feel that they are going to be winning all the way through. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is helping them. Says the Pasuk, if they would not have left their town, it would have been impossible to conquer them. But because they felt that we've already won Cheshbon in such a powerful country, we have no problem with Chlal, we can go out and fight Klal Yisrael. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, fine, says Rashi. Come out of all your cities, and we'll pound you there. If you're back in your cities, like a coward, and behaving yourself there, we couldn't touch you. But now that you came out, so emboldened by the fact that you have won over Cheshbon, that is when you completely eradicated, you threw you off. And not only that, said the Kodesh Baruch Hu, you know why you got Cheshbon? It's only because I want Klal Yisrael to get hold of Cheshbon, not because I want you to win. I want you to take over Cheshbon. They should happen to be belonging to Sichon and not belonging to Moav, in order that Klal Yisrael later on can get Cheshbon. That is why you got Cheshbon. So Rabbi Yisrael, here we have a Simum in HaShemayim that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is helping them, and not only is HaKadosh Baruch Hu not helping them for themselves, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is only doing it for Klal Yisrael, and they take this message so far that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is helping them, that actually they get brave to the extent they actually shoot themselves on the foot and they go out and captured by Klal Yisrael and killed. They've completely missed the message. They took a Siman HaShemayim to go in a particular way, and a Siman HaShemayim was exactly to the opposite. We only want Cheshbon taken over by you in order to help Klal Yisrael, not in order to help you. That is the Cheshbon of Min HaShemayim used in the wrong way. Yaakov Avinu, what happened to him? He had a dream. And the Medrash brings down that the only reason why he got that dream and all the haftachos and the brachos was because he lay sleeping in that place. He lay sleeping in a place of Mokadosh. That's why he got all the brachos and the haftachos. He would not have got them to such an extent if he had not fallen asleep in that place. What did he do the next morning? He didn't say, oh, Baruch Hashem, I got these brachos and haftachos. It was a shoygei. He said, oi, ein zeh kim elekim, zeh shah shemayim. I didn't know the shah shemayim. If I would have known that this was a place I shouldn't have slept, I would have been moichel everything, and I've not slept here with moichel the brachos and haftachos and everything, just not to be here. But of course, Baruch gave you a bracha. He gave you a wonderful dream. He gave you a nevuah, which is known for eternity as one of the greatest nevuahs in history. He got it, simum nashemayim. Doesn't make a difference. You can have a simum min hashemayim, and it can be completely telling you the wrong thing to do. Toyo lav min hashemayim. I've got to make my own cheshbonos. Sichai made their own cheshbon. They thought that cheshbon is given to them by Kodesh Baruch Hu and all those who belong to them. It wasn't. It was all done in order that Klal Yisrael should get it, and they should feel brave that Klal Yisrael could capture them easier. Again, a big mistake. Okay? So that's Amon Amoyov, how their cheshbonos worked. That's Sichoin with his cheshbon avoid, what Sichoin thought. What cheshbon thought. Okay, now what happened else? There's Edoim. Edoim, Klal Yisrael was very nice to them. What did they say to Klal Yisrael? Don't you dare touch us. Pen becherev come out towards you. What's pen? They knew that the only way that it's a daim idei Esav is only if there's no kol Yaakov. They are saying, we have no idea who will win this battle. The only way we will know is who wins the battle is who's stronger. Kol Yaakov daim idei Esav. In other words, pen becherev yetzel krosecho, pen perhaps will come up with a sword, means perhaps you're not keeping a kol Yaakov and will be successful with the sword. Perhaps not. Even Esav, the big brazen Esav, the Esav or Yosha, with a big war machine, Klal Yisrael not afraid of that bechlal. Yeah? Not afraid to go, but not afraid to make war with them, but Esav said he should just know that the cheshbon of who wins and who won't win is totally on how far you can hold Kol Yaakov, and ten, perhaps not keeping it the way you should, and we will win. And he came up, B'yad Chazaka, said Rashi, what's B'yad Chazaka? HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, leave them alone. What's their whole strength? Not that they had the great war machine, they had the great talent of war that Esav has. It's a love in the Torah of Yad Chazaka, so the Prophet says Rashi. The also Yad Chazaka. Prophet says, Ba'amkob Yad Chazaka, says Rashi in Prophet Chof. Ba'after Chofay is a Kneina Vadaimi de Esav. What's the Yad Chazaka? A Brocha from the Zeda. A Brocha from Yitzchok. That is a whole koyach of Yad Chazaka, a bracha. Now, let's erase it so far. We have Amon Amoyd that are very lishma. They get tremendous chush. Even in a very lishma, at different levels. We have Cheshboin that thought they're doing well, and they aren't doing well. They made their own Cheshbon Nefesh. We have Sichoin, who gets the Simum in Hashemayim, that Kosh Baruch is helping him, and it's not Simum in Hashemayim at all. I want him, in fact, to get Cheshboin in order to capture for Klal Yisrael, and also I want you to think you're stronger than you are, to go out to war that Klal Yisrael can win you over as well. Edoim, what's the whole cheshbon? The cheshbon is, are Klal Yisrael keeping the Torah or not? And what's the other chazaka? Not the fact that Esav is very strong, but we have a bracha from Yitzchak Avinu. That's the whole koyach. Finally, Oig. What's the story with Oig? Oig Melech HaBoshon. Now, the big Oig was, the Medrash brings down that Oig was so tall that he took a mountain and he picked it up to throw on Klal Yisrael. And a nest happened that ants came and they fell on his head. He couldn't see. Moshe Rabbeinu jumped 10 amas. Moshe Rabbeinu himself was 10 amas. And he had a reimach, had a spear of 10 amas, and he hit his ankle. That's how big Oig was. 30 amas is 60 foot tall, and he hit Oig Melech Boshon's ankle. Why his ankle? The person explained because. What was Moshe Rabbeinu afraid of? What was he afraid of? But Yovei Hapolit. Who's Hapolit? Oh, Hapolit was a survivor. Who's a survivor? Survivor from what? No. Survivor was no. From? No. From Noach. Why? Because it says, Vayisha Ach Noach. Ach Noach is a gematria. Oig. So therefore he survived. He got this big oig sitting on top of the table. Right? He survived. Exactly how he survived, interesting medrash, he survived the marble. What happened? He went along and told Avram Avinu that Lot was captured. Now, what did he do? Why did he do this? In order that Avram Avinu should go and attack, be killed in battle, and he can take the most beautiful woman around, Sarah. Right? The maestro, what happened? Lot got saved. Gee whiz. Bad Lot got saved. What a valdigus chus. That's just the chus of Moshe Rabbeinu. That Avram Avinu's nephew got saved, that 500 years later, I'm afraid to make war with this person. But what are you talking about? It's a mitzvah, shlo lishmo. He did a mitzvah totally shlo lishmo. He wanted to get Avram Avinu killed and take Sarah as his wife. Moshe Rabbeinu said, I'm petrified, I'm not starting with this man. What do you mean not scared? You're not, what do you mean? You're petrified because he happens to be like 500 meters tall, yeah? Not because he's got a schus. Moshe Rabbeinu, no. I'm petrified because of his schus. His schus could be so strong, even 500 years later he becomes a king and he's 500 years old, 500 years later, not 500 years old, hundreds of years more than that. I'm afraid to touch him. Why? Because he may have the schus of helping Avram Avinu to save his nephew, which is a vera, ultimately is a mitzvah shlegishma. That's what Moshe Rabbeinu is afraid of. So Boisai, throw it all into the pot again and mix it all up around. We have a veira lishma. We have a mitzvah shlei lishma. We have a cheshbun done in a way that thinking everything's going to be okay. You know, a simon min hashamayim. And a simon hashamayim is not simon min hashamayim. It's in fact a simon to tell the opposite. And we have a cheshbun thinking they're okay, they aren't okay because things have changed. They haven't made new cheshbun nefesh. What do we come out? What conclusions do we come out to? There's no other conclusion but. Let's read the pasuk again. Alkein yomer hamoishim boyo cheshbon. Kibonet v'sekoyin ishichoyin. Now, boy, like, you're seeing all this kaishol, seeing what's going on here. You're seeing how some nations are saved because of old, hundreds of years old. Averis lishmo. Other nations are being saved from, you know, Moshe Rabbeinu is afraid of mitzvah shloi lishmo. Other nations are being taken over by simun hashamayim, not simun hashamayim. They're seeing all this going on. All they can come to is this posuk, and you learn this posuk now kipshutoi. The whole survival of different nations, the plundering of different nations is based on Pashut Chesbon Nefesh. And therefore this Pashut is no longer a Pashut that's far-fetched. The ground rules of winning over Eretz Yisrael, the ground rules of making war was based on Pashut Chesbon after Chesbon. Aveir Shlei Lishma, Aveir Shlishma, Mitzvah Shlei Lishma, Chesbon Nefesh, winning make Chesbon Nefesh, wrong Chesbon Smaller min hashmayim, not smaller min hashmayim. It's all based, mamish, poshut on chesbon nefesh. And therefore, this poshut no longer is far-fetched. It's actually the key to understanding all the ways of Klal Yisrael going past the different nations why they did what they did. It's no longer just a drosh. It's actually the reason behind everything. And this is Rabbi Isai, the key to our survival. The poshut is saying, life and death is poshut tolu in chesbon. A person can think they're doing well, but they actually aren't. They think a business is booming when in fact the expenses are so high. They're not making any profit. And this, says a pasuk, is Vayishchukas HaTorah. What's Vayishchukas HaTorah? Sometimes we make cheshbonis. Sometimes we think we're doing well in making a cheshbon. Sometimes we think we understand a Kodesh Baruch Hu when we don't. Sometimes we don't and we think we do. It's all cheshbonis. Says the Torah, just by the way, try and make cheshbonis. Other Rabbah, make cheshbon nefesh as much as you possibly can. Do whatever you can to make cheshbon nefesh. But I'm telling you one thing. That whatever you know, you don't know. Vayishchukas HaTorah. I'm going to give you one mitzvah where the Chochma Kol Odom. Shlomo HaMelech said, I've seen Chochma and this is too far. The Pasuk says by Shlomo HaMelech, it says, what's the Pasuk say? Yeah. Amati Chochma v'hi rechoykim. I said to Chochma and it's far from me. When he came to the mitzvah of Paradum, he had no idea what's going on. What's the idea there? I want to give you one mitzvah. So whatever cheshbonis you make, they're all very good cheshbonis, but you'll never know the real cheshbon. Every mitzvah you think you're doing right for different reasons, it's not. It's a little bit the correct reason. There's one mitzvah that shows you that mitzvah is absolutely perfect, and that shows you that every other cheshbon you make ultimately is not the absolute cheshbon. You've got to do the best you can. Obviously, you've got to make cheshbon, have to do the best you can. Or ask Das Torah, or ask Rabbonim, or ask people who are going to be mashpia on you to help you with your way of Torah. But ultimately, Vayishchukas HaTorah teaches us that any cheshbon you make, you don't understand anything. Nothing. Everything, every mitzvah you think you understand is Vayishchukas HaTorah. This mitzvah shows us that we understand that a Chol HaTorah Kula is a chok. We understand nothing. We have to do the best we can, but the Maisa we understand nothing. And that is why the Gemara talks about this very quickly. The Gemara says by a case of how far does Kibbutz Avraham go, the Gemara in Lamed Aleph in Kedushin. The Gemara said that case of Dovid ben Asina, that they had a Evan. They wanted to buy an Evan for the Choshen, and his father was sleeping. Okay? And the father was sleeping, and what happened? He didn't want to wake him up. And the following year, what happened was that he got a Paraduma be'edroi. Right? Asked him the Forshim, why Paraduma? My Paraduma. Tzadok came back and said, I want to buy the Paraduma. He said, I'm going to pay, I'll charge the same price that I had before. My Paraduma. Same in the Forshim, Dr. Musa brings down that it's a terrible kitruk for Klal Yisrael. Here we have somebody who's willing to be so moish and nefesh for a mitzvah to give up so much profit. Klal Yisrael, are we holding the same level? Klal Yisrael looked at a very, very bad light in that particular case. So the Kodesh Baruch Hu don't want to look after Klal Yisrael. I will give him a paraduma, and that will show Klal Yisrael are willing to buy a mitzvah that doesn't make sense. He's willing to do a mitzvah that makes sense. Kibbutz Avraham is seichel. So he's willing to lose money for something that makes sense. I'm going to give him dafka paraduma, and Klal Yisrael are willing to buy a mitzvah that doesn't make sense for such a fortune. That was why dafka gave him a paraduma. And that is Klal Yisrael.
Dafka him.
Dafka him. Because he made the kitrug. No, he made the kitrug. That he has to undo the kitrug. He has to be, through him, it has to be got.
Why is that true?
Because that's the idea of if a chil Hashem is done through one person, the chil Hashem is going to come through that same person as a tikkun. Right? That's why, of course, the Moshe Rabbeinu definitely put it through the heel, through the ankle of Oig, to undo the mice and mitzvah of him going along and using his ankle to run to Avraham Avinu. That's the whole idea of within the levels of Zela Umazeh. But this was the idea that Klal Yisrael ultimately is Reif Chukas HaTorah, we make Cheshbonus. But the ultimate Cheshbon is Rabbeinu Shalom's Cheshbon. We understand nothing. And therefore, Reif Chukas HaTorah is a Chok L'Chol HaTorah Kulot. That make Cheshbonus, make proper Cheshbonus. Understand that sometimes a very Lishmo, sometimes a mitzvah Shloi Lishmo, sometimes a generations later, that sometimes with a name you give a child, Al Totzer Tzmoyov, Al Tishkabon Mochomo, whether you can take them, whether you can't take them, all based on smallest Cheshbonus. And therefore, if we see that entire nations survive because of small cheshbon is done hundreds of years beforehand, we can see that this possible Kanye Moshe in Borah Cheshbon is not far-fetched at all. It's actually pshat of how reality of the world works. This is pshat of how we run our lives. This is pshat of the practical pshat and the key to understanding the way every single Jew should be running his life.